Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, hey. Thank you for coming by. I am so sorry if there was a delay, but I have not been on Blog Talk Radio in a minute. I want to say that I took an exit over to the new platform probably in around 2013. Had a whole different show when I was on here, and so the vibe is all different, and I didn't remember the studio as the way that I thought that I was going to remember the studio, but hey, I'm here now. I'm your host, Dee Shields, and I'm hoping that you are already familiar with the podcast. If not, What Dee Says, the podcast, is available wherever you listen to podcasts. I just wanted to come on, get back going. No time like the present. It is that season where we are going live wherever we can, and I'm also about to get ready to do the first TikTok live. So I had to get my followers up on there. So I wanted to make sure that the podcast is available wherever anyone listens to podcasts. So the difference was people were not able to call in to the other platform where I have been for a moment. People can chat, you know, just like you can come on here and you can chat, but you aren't able to call in, and that was the thing that I missed the most about being on BTR. So I'm back over here, and we'll have chats, and we'll talk about current events, and we'll get some guest callers and all the things that were requested. Like, you know, Dee, why isn't that? You don't have the call-in line like you did when you were on BTR. Why don't you have this like when you were on BTR? And all those different questions that were asked. Well, make myself available on here, which means that as much talking as I have to do on all the different platforms in order to be able to be available all throughout 2024 on the different platforms, the shows will be shorter per platform. There are some shows that are longer depending on the content, depending on what we're talking about. But hey, I'm not going to be able to just do endless hours of talking on every platform, rightfully so. You are always supposed to take care of your voice. I was watching Chloe Bailey, and she was on Jennifer Hudson on her talk show, and she was saying that she protects her voice. Her and her sister will protect their voice when they're at loud events. They'll just mouth, and it seems like they're talking, and people may can read their lips or not. Facial expressions going on, and that's enough. And I got it. I understood it instantly because we have to take care of our voices in this thing that we do. And most of us, the majority of us, have full-time lives outside of radio. So we have to be able to take care of our voice. So we can't just talk on every platform all the time. But I did want to see, for those who may be wanting to call in, I will post that over there, the guest call-in line. I'll make sure that I put that up on social media so that you can call in. People ask me, what are your thoughts? So let's give them here first. What are your thoughts on Meg Thee Stallion hiss and Nicki Minaj's response and the battle going on between Nicki and Meg, and what are my thoughts on that? I'm going to see if anybody wants to, I typed something totally different. I'm going to see if anybody wants to, and what are my thoughts on that? I'm going to see if anybody wants to call in. So listen, here's where I'm at with it. Those are queens, and they're phenomenal at what they do. They both have strong followers, strong following that you don't see me having that same kind of following, right? So they have millions tuned in, millions listening to them, and they have strong fans on both sides of the coin. Nicki has, like, if you go to her social media, she has a lot more fans. I don't know if that's a PR thing or what. She has a lot more followers, but her number of people are not as active as Meg Thee Stallion. May not have as many millions as Nicki has, but she has millions that come. They may not all be following, but millions come over there to view. right? So she has more participation on her post, you know, and as far as numbers go. So they both have their own fan base. For them two to rival, you're going to see more happening between the fans than the actual artists themselves, right? But here's the deal. They're responsible for that platform. They're responsible for the things that happen with that platform, and their voices are very powerful and very strong. There's indications that we didn't need about how powerful and strong that they were way before dropping lyrics against each other, right? Those are two black women. Those are two queens. Those are, you know, Grammy Award women, Grammy nominated. You know, they have accolades and millions of streams and millions of sales and concerts sold out. They earned a lot within their own right. So they were strong women, period. They were powerful before going against each other. So their voices are loud, and they're going to be the type of people that the moment that they say something, millions are going to turn around. Literally, millions follow these ladies. Millions are going to turn around and listen. So it comes with a higher level of responsibility. And that's the sad thing about it, is knowing what they do and knowing why they may do it in the marketing and, you know, all the different things that it may take to basically just say, Meg's going on tour, which is really, I think, what was the big thing about it. And Nicki just dropped an album. That's what I saw. You know, but there are some people who don't have the responsibility with that, and they don't know how to handle that. And because they are not familiar with that lifestyle and what happens in that lifestyle, it can get real messy among everyday people. So I don't like to see when the battles and beef start, because I feel like the everyday people have less control of it than the actual artists who start the beef. And that goes for the men as well. So whoever it is, you know, that's my thought on that. When it comes to whose side, again, I'm going to talk about the behavior and the processes of, you know, I'll talk about the behavior and the language. It's not okay to bully. It's not okay to name call. So you have to be responsible with that. You also have to be real responsible with what you decide to put out. And, you know, because people can come with a lawsuit real quick, right? So in this world of legal, it doesn't take very long for someone to say, hey, I don't like what you did, and that represents me, and that's a defamation of character, or for it stands against something that I put up. So now that's a legal thing, and we all know the last thing Meg Thee Stallion needs is more legal. Anyone, you know, so that was not thought out very well. The labels always go, you know, seem to go like, oh, wow, I had no idea my artist was going to do that, but you do. Because if they put out something that is trash and you have another artist on the label and it's better, you're going to push that artist before you push that person, right? You know, so you're fully aware of the lyrics and everything that goes out. So that should have been thought out well, because now you have this family who's not in the rap industry, who's not in music, highly offended about the reason why that even came to be in the first place. So that, you know, the language that she used in the lyrics regarding Megan's, is it called Megan's Fall? I think so. But anyway, that language, that ended up being messy, and if the rumors are true, it's going to turn into a lawsuit. And then Nicki comes back. Her behavior, you know, is one of what people do when they're hurt. You know, so hurt people, right? So she's hurt. She's, you know, very defensive. That's her man. You know, we've all been in that, you know, boat where I don't want you disrespecting the person that I'm with, no matter what I may feel no matter what you think I should do. Show some respect in your way that you deliver that to me. So she's hurt, and she didn't like what she heard, and so she hit back hard, and that's what hurt people do. So she took some words and went too far with them, and definitely that is behavior that's not okay when you attack the deceased individuals that people love, especially their parents or grandparents or siblings or husbands or wives or, you know, that's taking it too far. There was enough to talk about in Meg Thee Stallion's life, and just in her industry life alone, to where that didn't have to happen, and vice versa. So they hit below the belt, and that, look what came with that, right? Now you talk about behavior. I do want to find out for the hosts that are on here, you may come across and you may take a listen. Let me know how this platform does with music, because so much has changed when it comes to artists and sharing the music and things like that. I do want to know what is and what is not allowed. So let's talk about behavior of people. And I say this, like, how people will treat you a certain way, and then when you respond to the way that they treated you, they will turn around and be offended. Somehow that happens often. They're going to treat you one way and then turn around and end up offended because you decided that you are going to set your boundaries and you are going to say, I'm not going to be talked to that way and I'm not going to be treated that way and I'm not going to allow you to speak to me that way. And as you stand up, as you rightfully should, the individual ends up being offended. Does that not bother anybody else? If that is something that you say, yeah, let's talk more on that, make sure you let me know. Hit me up in the chat. You can also find me on social media. I am D Shields. You can find me on IG Threads and a host of other platforms. I am DeeShields. And you can find me on TikTok the same way, but I am D Shields CO. So I am DeeShields CO. And let's talk about that. Like, let's go over the scenarios. And if you feel like it's something that you want to talk a little bit more in depth and get on the microphone, then get on here and let's have a conversation about people. There's terminologies for it, but I try to make sure that this is not a therapy session. You do need to be careful about coming on social media platforms and expecting to get full therapy for free. That's not how that works. You need to go and see a professional therapist, a counselor, you know, whatever it is that you need so they can direct you in the right direction and treat you with the right things that's for you. But this is a conversation and a safe place to say, here's something that I noticed. And this is the behavior that I don't care for with the people that I interact with. And I would like to know scenarios of if you can relate and what those scenarios are, right? It's just not okay to suddenly become the victim, but you started it. So I have this TikTok going on my reels. I'm sorry, I have this. What did I just say? Inhale, exhale, sleepiness. So I have this reels. I think it's on TikTok and reels. That's probably why I'm trying to say it like that. But it talks about that. It talks about behavior and people putting that, projecting one thing out. And then when you respond full of confidence, not angry, just giving them, you know, the response that comes with the energy that they put out, they can't handle that. They wanted to say what they were going to say and break you, or either break you, control you, manipulate you, right? That's the categories that I feel like it goes in. They're trying to manipulate you, or they're trying to break you, shade you, clown you, bully you, you know, or they're trying to get some kind of control, get something out of it, you know, this whole manipulation thing that happens with gaslighting and gaslighters and manipulators, right? So I have this reel, and you'll see it when you go on, and it says you started it. Take a listen to that one. Press play on that one. Tell me what you think, okay? So I'm, like I said, I'm on social media. I'm your host, D Shields, What D Says, the podcast. It's been on a little break because for those of who do know, I've been in my legal studies like crazy, finally on the last class. We're on real estate law. And I'm excited about that because the new journey begins. And as far as I know, I have an offer and I have a place that I'm headed in that new space. I have been an admin for over 20, I would say probably 25 years, but to be accurate, 20 to 25 years of being a business admin, which is what I went to college for in the start of my career. Before my career even started, that's what I went to college for. So I pursued it in every aspect of pursuing it, giving services on all levels of admining. And now I decided to take those skills and learn the legalese and everything that comes with being in a different aspect, but without being the admin, ordering the drinks and the lunches and et cetera. I'm not saying that I may not do those things. You never know what your attorney is going to have you do, right? But headed in a different direction and excited about that and love the things that I've learned on this journey. So I appreciate everybody that did stop by, but it's late and I'm going to close out, and you will see more updated podcasts coming as the classes come to a close and I finally can get back on that schedule where I have time for the extracurricular, which is anything in this world of content creating, digital creating, podcast hosting, etc. So I'll make time for coming on and doing those things. But there is a call-in line on this platform. This is the one we're going to add on and make sure that people can have their voices heard. So I had to go live and then I have to do a TikTok live. And, you know, there's different ones that I'm activating for what the journey ahead, right? So that's all that I have tonight. I think I said so like 100 million times. It's been my filler word of the night to keep myself awake. You have no idea. No idea. Like what it, you know, what I do to be able to have the energy that's needed to be so multifaceted in so many different areas. Full-time grandma. I am excited to say this platform. I was a mother still. I am a mother. My children were young and in the home when I was running this whole Blog Talk Radio platform thing back in 2010 when it was popping. And it seemed like everyone I could think of was on this platform. And now I'm an empty nester and I'm a grandmother. You know, I'm traveling right now. I'm visiting with my grandchildren and my daughter on the East Coast, and haven't that long ago been visiting my son, just got married. So now all three of my children are officially married. I have an empty nest, and this is actually the year that I'm stepping into what that is. I haven't really fully stepped into the emptiness, so to speak, of letting them have their, you know, they have been, you know, loved and who they are. They are definitely walking into who they were created to be, and I feel successful and definitely have, you know, spouses that are what they desire, and they are, you know, what's good for them and what supports them. So it's just time for me to go on this journey, and there's a lot to share. And people always ask, how do you get your children? How are they so successful? How did you not go through this? And again, I raised my children from kindergarten through high school and could count on one hand the times that I came to school to deal with anything that I may have considered that to be of a concern and I need to come to the school. You know, and that's just always a compliment for a mother, that when you put your child in those public school environments, and you can go from pre-K, because all three of my children went to pre-K, you can go from pre-K to senior year, and they all three walk across the stage, and you get the same report every year about how great your child is and how well-behaved they are. that is a compliment, and I was able to receive that compliment in life. And it's not about me. It's just so grateful that whatever God put in me was what my children needed to be the people that they are today, right? And I just want that to pass on to my grandchildren without interruption of that great legacy, because that was what my father gave to me. And that's how I went from kindergarten to high school, you know, to senior year, to college, to moving on into my life, right? So we'll talk behavior of children. We can even close it out with an example of something that had me shaking my head. I just watched the video, and I think it's a viral video at this moment. A daughter of a woman went to whoop, and when I say put her whole hand on her, snatched her grandma out the front door and whooped her into the front yard because the grandmother had spoken bad to her mother. The grandmother had talked bad to her child that she gave birth to. I don't know the full story, and it's not okay, but she talked bad to the child that she gave birth to, and the child that she gave birth to has a daughter, and that daughter came from the house and whooped her grandmother, talking crazy to her mama. You can't even make those kind of stories up. So I'm going to try to get some backstory on that. We'll see. You can't even make those kind of stories up. So we'll talk about behavior and children and some techniques that I use that you may like, that you may disagree with. But I have receipts that it works and that you have human beings that become amazing and can get into careers and get on with their lives as you move on with yours. If you listen, and if you don't want to listen and you want to get advice from the grandma who just got an A-whoop by her daughter's child, then go that route, boo. But I have some things for you that maybe can prevent you from getting snatched out your front door by your daughter's daughter in a couple of years. I have some things that may can help make that not happen in your household. Thank you for you guys didn't catch the comedy all the time, and some of you may or may not understand that it's comedy. Be sure to go over and tell me on my reels, click like and comment under the reel that, hey, I watched it, and it's because I was on Blog Talk Radio and I listened to your show and I came to check out your reels. Click like, share, comment. I need a lot of that because this is going somewhere and I want to take you guys on the journey. And I had to go back to my beginning. I heard somebody, I think it was Tabitha Brown, and she said, get back to what you started. And that's where I want to leave you guys with tonight. Get back to where you started. Get back to what you know you were called to do. And it's going to take a lot, and there's a lot of sacrifice. Get back to what you were called to do. Get back to those things that you know who you are, whose you are, and what you are supposed to do. Join us if you would like. Exercise, Eat Right, and Focus is a Facebook group that I have. EERF. Spell that backwards. Got it. Did you? Nah, maybe not. I'll give you a minute. EERF. I want you to go exercise, eat right, and focus, and we have a treadmill challenge. So please do come, click, follow, request to be a part of the group, answer the questions, follow the rules while in the group, and join us on this treadmill challenge, which includes an incline this year, not just walking. We're putting some strength training behind the walk, putting some effort in there a little bit more to see some better results this year, right? So treadmill challenge going on. If you're in the group and you already know what's coming up next, we'll get ready when the weather gets better in a lot of places. We'll start finding those public stairs and get to those stairs challenges again, some of the best stairs, public stairs and challenges and walks that I did. We're in Denver, Colorado. So if you're in Denver, I could tell you a whole bunch of spots to go where you are going to get that workout. You're going to feel the burn on those sets of stairs. Okay, so that's all I have for you guys tonight. Thank you for stopping by. I'm your host, Dee Shields. What Dee Says, the podcast, a little bit tired tonight, but I had to do it to get back where I started. Had to follow through and know that if I do this thing of manifestation has been making amazing, wonderful things happen. So if I continue in this, something great definitely will continue to come from it. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you tolerating the exhaustion. But in all fairness, what I'm doing is so worth why I'm so tired. Thanks for stopping by. I'm your host, Dee Shields. Follow me on social media. I am DeeShields. And then if you're on TikTok, I am DeeShields. Good night.